Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, 12 Months of 5-Minute Family Devotions for Kids, Teens, and Parents is a Christian family devotional written by biblical teachings for households looking for a short, structured way to practice faith together. The book is built around 52 weeks of devotions, making it suitable for a year-long routine rather than a one-time reading experience. Its format combines Bible stories or lessons, brief prayer, and faith-building activities, with the goal of helping children, teenagers, and parents share the same spiritual conversation. Based on the available descriptions, the book is designed to be accessible, practical, and easy to use in busy family settings, where long study sessions may be difficult to maintain. It belongs to the family devotional and Christian living category, with an emphasis on relational faith formation, daily application, and shared reflection. The central purpose is not only to teach biblical ideas, but also to strengthen family connection through repeated, manageable devotional time. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a year-long devotional structure built around short weekly family sessions. The most distinctive feature of this book is its 52-week structure, which gives families a clear path through an entire year of spiritual practice. Rather than asking readers to commit to long lessons or complex study plans, it organizes faith formation into short devotional moments that can realistically fit into family life. This matters because the book is aimed at households with children, teens, and parents, groups that often have limited shared time and different attention spans. The 5-minute format lowers the barrier to entry and makes consistency more achievable than a longer curriculum might be. A weekly rhythm also helps families build a habit, rather than treat devotion as an occasional activity, in practical terms. The structure supports repetition without requiring a large time investment, which is one reason the book can function as a family tradition rather than a standalone reading project. Its schedule is simple, predictable, and designed for regular use. Secondly, Bible lessons translated into everyday family situations. The book does not present Bible study as an abstract exercise separated from daily life. Instead, the descriptions indicate that each devotion pairs biblical lessons with real-world examples that relate to ordinary family experiences. This approach is important because it helps children and teens understand that biblical principles are meant to shape how people think, speak, and respond at home. By connecting scripture to family routines, the book gives parents a way to discuss faith in concrete terms rather than only in theoretical language. The method also supports age diversity, since younger readers may grasp a lesson through an example while older readers can reflect on its broader meaning. The result is a devotional model that emphasizes interpretation and application together. In this sense, the book functions less like a formal theology text and more like a practical guide for turning biblical teaching into shared discussion. That makes it especially relevant for families trying to connect scripture to real behavior. Thirdly, prayer is a regular closing practice that reinforces reflection. Prayer is not treated as an optional add-on in this devotional. It is built into the format as a consistent closing element. The available information shows that each topic includes a unique prayer, which gives every devotion a sense of completion and purpose. This design matters because it helps families move from learning to response. After reading a lesson, the prayer gives readers a shared way to internalize what they have discussed and express it together. For children and teens, this can make prayer feel concrete and connected to a specific theme rather than vague or repetitive. For parents, it creates a natural way to model spiritual language and family leadership without needing to improvise every time. The use of topic-specific prayer also supports memory and emotional resonance, since the prayer reflects the theme of the devotion. In a family setting, that can make the devotional time feel coherent, focused, and easier to repeat over time. Fourthly, hands-on activities that turn devotional themes into family participation. Another defining element of the book is its inclusion of faith-building activities for each devotion. This is significant because family devotionals often struggle to keep younger readers engaged if the format depends only on listening or reading. By adding an activity, the book gives families a practical way to interact with the lesson and experience the theme through participation rather than observation alone. That makes the devotional more suitable for mixed ages, since activities can invite movement, discussion, creativity, or simple shared tasks. The activity component also strengthens retention, because lessons tend to stick better when they are connected to action. From a family perspective, this means devotion time becomes more than a teaching moment. It becomes a shared experience that can build connection among siblings and parents. The design reflects a clear educational logic. Biblical ideas are introduced, discussed, prayed over, and then reinforced through doing. That sequence is a major reason the book stands out within its category. Lastly, a faith formation tool focused on connection, gratitude, trust, and shared growth. The book's broader purpose is not simply to deliver Bible content, but to strengthen relationships within the family while encouraging spiritual growth. The descriptions repeatedly emphasize gratitude, prayer, trust in God, and a deeper personal relationship with Him. This focus suggests that the devotional is meant to shape family culture as much as individual belief. Families using it are encouraged to create a safe space for conversation, comfort, and shared reflection, which is important in homes where religious practice may otherwise feel fragmented across ages. The book's appeal lies in its practicality. It offers a framework that is simple enough to sustain, but structured enough to support intentional spiritual habits. At the same time, the reviews suggest that some readers may want more direct guidance on specific life issues, which places the book firmly in the general devotional category rather than the highly specialized counseling category. Even so, its strength is clear. It provides a steady, accessible rhythm for families who want faith practice to become part of everyday life. In conclusion, this book is best suited for families who want a simple, repeatable devotional routine that includes children, teenagers, and parents in the same spiritual practice. It is especially useful for households that want faith discussion to feel manageable rather than demanding, since each devotion is designed to be brief and practical. Parents looking for a low-pressure way to introduce Bible reading, prayer, and conversation at home are likely to find the format especially workable. The main benefit of the book is its combination of structure and accessibility. It gives families a clear weekly pattern, but it does not require lengthy preparation or advanced Bible knowledge. Compared with many family devotionals, it stands out for its integrated model of lesson, prayer, activity, and discussion, which makes the experience more interactive and age-inclusive. It is also distinct in its emphasis on building family connection as well as personal faith, so it serves both relational and spiritual purposes. For readers seeking a straightforward Christian family resource, it offers a practical way to create consistent devotional habits over the course of a year. If you would like to support biblical teachings, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.